Today we are at John chapter 11, verses 54 through verse 57, which concludes the 11th chapter of this great Gospel of John. Now all of this is taking place around the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead, performed by the Lord Jesus Christ, who certainly loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and evidently stayed in their home in a number of times when he came to Jerusalem. Now, yesterday on the broadcast, we talked about the chief priest and what they did and what they said. Now let's look what Jesus did here, beginning in verse 54, and we'll read the rest of the chapter. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence into a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What think ye, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priest and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him, or that they might arrest him. Now, here again, we have three very important things that we need to discuss from these particular scriptures. First of all, Jesus avoided arrest at this time. Now, he had come into the world to be crucified. Jesus knew before the foundation of the world that he was going to be crucified, and he knew that he would be arrested by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, of course, as they sent the Roman soldiers to arrest him. He knew that. He knew very well exactly what was going to happen. But whenever the Pharisees stood up against him and rejected him after the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead, then the Lord Jesus Christ quietly slipped away. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, which means that he hid himself from those who were in authority and those who would arrest him upon sight. He walked not openly among them. Was it the fact that he was afraid? No. I say absolutely no, he was not afraid. Was it because that he did not wish to be arrested at any time? No, because he was going to be arrested, and he knew that he was going to the cross. So he had a reason then for walking silently and quietly and walking not openly among the people at this particular time. Why? Because it was not yet time. And these scriptures let us know why. It says in verse 55, and the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand. It wasn't time yet. It wasn't the Passover yet. It was not the Passover. Jesus avoided arrest at this time because it was not the time in God's plan for him to be crucified. The scripture says, in the fullness of time, Jesus will come. And then, of course, Jesus told them on a number of occasions prior to this, mine hour is not yet come. So in the plan and the program of God from before the foundation of the world, it was planned right to the very minute that Jesus Christ would hang on the cross and give up the ghost and die for the sins of the world. God had that plan, and if you read and study the scriptures, you will find that that event took place exactly as God had planned it right from the beginning, and he gives us numerous references to that throughout all of the Bible. So Jesus avoided arrest at this time, not because he was afraid, not because he was not going to be arrested and eventually crucified, but simply because it was not yet time. The Passover time was not yet here. The other thing that we need to learn here is that he was going in the plan of God to present himself as the Lamb of God, as the supreme sacrifice in Israel. Now, the Passover time of course, look back to Egypt when the lamb was killed and the blood was placed on the doorpost and on the lintel. And they were freed, they were delivered out of the hands of the enemy under the blood of the lamb that was slain. That's what brought them out of Egypt, as God used that symbol of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was going to die for the world as the Lamb of God. You go to the book of the Revelation and you'll find Jesus referred to over and over and over again as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. All right, so in order for him to be the Lamb of God, he needed to be crucified on the day that the lamb would have been slain, on the day that the sacrifice would have been made, the Day of Atonement, the Passover time. So Jesus then had the plan of God and was carrying out the plan of God, and it was at the Passover time that he was to be killed, and that's the reason he did not come immediately to Jerusalem. When his disciples came to Jerusalem at the time of the Passover, he waited until the exact moment that he would get there so that he would be arrested and he would be killed and on the cross at the 3 o'clock sacrifice as it was made in the temple. And then there's another thought here. I don't know how much time we'll be able to spend upon it, but in verse 57, the Bible says, "Now both the chief priest and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him." Now here is an order from the chief priest and the Pharisees. They were the authority over the people of Israel. Now, Romans had control. Romans were in charge. The Roman government was in charge of the land, but the people themselves were under the authority of the chief priest. And yet, whenever these chief priests said, if anybody knows where he is, you must tell us. This is a command that you must obey. And evidently, many of them did not obey that command. And yet, in the scriptures, we're told that we are to obey authority. Well, there's only one answer for that we are not to obey authority, any authority, when it is contrary to the authority of God. The authority of God comes over, head and shoulders above, any authority of man. Now, if you break the law of man because you refuse to break the law of God, then you may have to take the circumstances upon which man can hand you. But you must be obedient to God first. It is our duty, it is our demand of God that we obey him before we obey man. Peter and John made that clear when they said we must obey God rather than man. And that's the attitude that you and I should have. We should obey the authorities as long as it does not cross the authority of God.